KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, Tanky Sports this morning, the Hawkeye 10 Conference hosting its wrestling championships in Red Oak on Saturday. It was Creston Orient Maxburg winning the team title with 257.5 points. Clarinda with 185.5 second. Atlantic Cam placing third, 182.5. Glenwood and Harlan were fourth and fifth at the top of the conference standings. Among the place winners, the champion at 106, Vincent Mayberry of Glenwood, Josh Hass of Atlantic placing fifth. At 113, Luke Friend of Harlan, the champ, Cruz Weaver of Atlantic was fourth. At 120, Tanner Wink of Lewis Central was the champion, Ethan Fullman of Atlantic the runner-up. At 126, Atlantic's Joe Weaver was the champion. At 132 pounds, Tristan Barncastle of Creston OM, the champ, Jackson Bell of Atlantic Cam was third. At 138, Shea Parkus of Kemper Catholic won the title. At 145, Dawson Bond of Red Oak, the champ, Brian South of Atlantic Cam was fifth. At 152, Caden Bolton of Creston OM, the champion, Tanner O'Brien of Atlantic was third. At 160, Braylon Camrad of Lewis Central, the champ, Jared Armstrong of Atlantic was fourth. At 170, Cale McLaren of St. Albert was the champ. Eighth place to Cole Park of Atlantic. At 195, Jackson Kinsella of Creston OM was the champion. Brendan Casey of Atlantic was seventh. At 220, Crew Howard of Clarinda placing first with Devin McKay of Atlantic Cam fourth. And at 285, Logan Green of Clarinda was the champion. Tristan Dorsher of Atlantic Cam placing third in that meet Saturday. Also in wrestling, the Audubon Wheeler Invitational saw Logan Magnolia total up 266 points for the title. Missouri Valley with 241 was second. The Creston OM JV, East Sac County, and Audubon round out the top five. Atlantic Cam JV were sixth. The champions include Eli Becerra of Missouri Valley at 106, Kai Carrot of Logan Magnolia at 113, Charlie Veet of East Sac County at 120, Xavier Travato of Missouri Valley at 126, Andrew Bowman of Mo Valley at 132, Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia at 138, Carter Andreessen of Audubon at 145, 152, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia, Gavin McGuire of Loma, the champ at 160, Gage Clausen of Mo Valley, the champ at 170, Javin Blatt of Audubon was the winner at 182, Joe Hedger of Logan Magnolia wins at 195, Cole Leonard of Logan Magnolia, the champ at 220, and Justin Rupnow of East Sac County, the winner at 285. ACGC Charger Invitational was held on Saturday up in Guthrie Center. Clarion Goldfield Dow's the champ with 243 points. Woodward Granger with 180, the second-place team. Southeast Valley, Van Meter, Earlham, and Riverside round out the top five. Among the champs, Tegan Slaybaugh of ACGC at 106. Also, Riverside's Jace Rose, the champ at 120. Panorama's Wyatt Appleseth wins at 160. Tri-Center's Brecken Freeberg, the champ, at 182. Panorama's Cooper Anderson was the winner at 220 among the local champs there. East Mills also hosting its invitational wrestling meet on Saturday. Abraham Lincoln wins with a 209.5 point total. East Mills at 166 was second. Maple Valley, East Union, and Southwest Iowa round out the top five teams. Among the champions, Braden Mater of Southwest Valley wins at 106. Also Abe Lincoln, Seth Frush at 120. Woodbine's Cameron Klein was the champ at 132. From East Mills, it was Jackson Ray at 160, the champion. Also, East Mills had Brody Gordon winning at 182. Southwest Iowa's Samuel Daly was the champ at 220 pounds. Abe Lincoln's Gabe Daniels wins at 285. Moving over to basketball now and Saturday boys basketball. Hawkeye 10 Conference play saw Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic 66-59. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW over Riverside 69-45. Tri-Center topping Underwood 63-31. From the Rolling Valley Conference, West Harrison beat Cam 51-42. Also in non-conference play, it was Abe Lincoln over St. Albert 80-33. Omaha Roncalli beating Denison 59-42. Sioux City East over Lewis Central 62-51. Westwood beat Missouri Valley 60-42. ACGC over Southwest Valley 62-38. Earlham in overtime over Nottoway Valley 52-47. Ridgeview beat Arweva 57-34. In Saturday girls high school basketball, from the Hawkeye 10, Glenwood over Kemper Catholic 84-37. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beating Riverside 65-19. Underwood over Tri-Center 66-34. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over West Harrison 94-34. Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard 72-22. It was Norwalk in non-conference play over Atlantic 60-48. Abe Lincoln beating St. Albert 62-32. Sioux City East beat the Lewis Central by a final of 46-36. Westwood beat Missouri Valley 65-25. ACGC over Southwest Valley 55-42. Also, Nottoway Valley, a winner over Earlham 73-41. Ridgeview beat Arweva 53-32. Drake is 16-0 after escaping Illinois State in overtime. The Bulldogs won despite squandering a 15-point second-half lead and making just 4 of 30 from three-point range. Drake coach Darren DeVries talked about the game as the Redbirds roared back after the Bulldogs appeared to take command.
Well, that's what the beauty of sports is. You never know, you know, how that game is going to play out. And for us to go 4 from 30 from 3 and be able to survive it, It's a credit to those guys for gutting one out and figuring out a way.
Drake junior guard Roman Penn said the Redbirds outworked the Bulldogs in that contest. Also, Lance Jones scored a season high 27 points, and Southern Illinois edged past Northern Iowa 71-68. Bowen Bourne led the Panthers with 16 points. Ohio State is the latest men's basketball team to rough up Michigan State as they post a 79-62 rout of slumping MSU. Also in top 25 play Sunday, 6th-ranked Houston is a winner 70-48 over SMU to move to 15-1. The Iowa Hawkeye women outscored Minnesota 28-8 in the third quarter. They raced away to a 94-68 victory in Williams Arena.
We obviously shot the ball very, very well from almost every area. I mean, 2 points, 58%, 3 points, 36%, free throw, 93%. And that third quarter was just domination on somebody else's home court, and that was fun to see.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes moved to 10-4 overall, 6-4 in the Big Ten, as they get ready for a pair of ranked teams this week in Ohio State and Indiana. The Iowa State women were held to 12 fourth-quarter points in an 85-77 loss at home to 9th-ranked Baylor. The Cyclones were dominated on the glass, getting out-rebounded 51-26.
To get 77 on that team is very good. We shot the three ball well, we made our free throws, but we just could not sustain any consistent effort on the defensive backboard, and that turned out to be the difference in the game.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly. The Cyclones are now 11-6 overall. They're 7-3 in Big 12 conference play. That's a check of sports.